Chronology of Heidegger's Life and Times. 1889. Martin Heidegger, born September 26th in Messkirch in southern Germany. 1909. Studies theology at Freiburg. 1911. Shifts to studying philosophy. 1913. Graduates at Freiburg. 1914. Outbreak of World War. 1917. Marries Elfriede Petri. 1918. Heidegger called to active service, but German army collapses before he becomes engaged in fighting. Kaiser flees to Holland. Germany surrenders to the Allies. 1920s. Germany hit by the inflation years. Reichmarks lose their value to the extent that it takes a wheelbarrow full of notes to buy a loaf of bread. 1923. Heidegger becomes associate professor of philosophy at University of Marburg. 1924. Meets and falls in love with 18-year-old Hannah Arendt. 1927. Publishes Sein und Zeit, Being and Time. 1928. Succeeds Husserl as professor of philosophy at University of Freiburg. 1929. Wall Street collapse. 1930s. The Great Depression spreads throughout the world, destroying Germany's fragile economic recovery. 1933. Hitler and the Nazis come to power in Germany. Nazis issue decree dismissing all Jews from the civil service, which includes the universities. Heidegger becomes rector of University of Freiburg. 1934. Resigns as rector. 1939. Outbreak of World War II. 1945. German defeat by Allies. 1945 to 1951. Heidegger banned from teaching because of Nazi involvement. 1950, meets Hannah Arendt for the first time since her emigration to America. 1962, English translation of Being and Time published. 1976, dies at the age of 86. Chronology of significant philosophical dates. 6th century BC, the beginning of Western philosophy with Thales of Miletus. End of 6th century BC. Death of Pythagoras. 399 BC. Socrates sentenced to death in Athens. Circa 387 BC. Plato founds the Academy in Athens, the first university. 335 BC. Aristotle founds the Lyceum in Athens, a rival school to the Academy. 324 AD. Emperor Constantine moves capital of Roman Empire to Byzantium. 400 AD. St. Augustine writes his Confessions, philosophy absorbed into Christian theology. 410 AD. Sack of Rome by Visigoths heralds opening of Dark Ages. 529 AD. Closure of Academy in Athens by Emperor Justinian marks end of Hellenic thought. Mid-13th century. Thomas Aquinas writes his Commentaries on Aristotle, era of Scholasticism. 1453. Fall of Byzantium to Turks, end of Byzantine Empire. 1492. Columbus reaches America. Renaissance in Florence and revival of interest in Greek learning. 1543. Copernicus publishes On the Revolution of the Celestial Orbs, proving mathematically that the Earth revolves around the Sun. 1633. Galileo forced by Church to recant heliocentric theory of the universe. 1641. Descartes publishes his Meditations, the start of modern philosophy. 1677. Death of Spinoza allows publication of his Ethics. 1687. Newton publishes Principia, introducing concept of gravity. 1689. Locke publishes Essay Concerning Human Understanding, Start of Empiricism. 1710. Berkeley publishes Principles of Human Knowledge, Advancing Empiricism to New Extremes. 1716. Death of Leibniz. 1739-1740. Hume publishes Treatise of Human Nature, Taking Empiricism to Its Logical Limits. 1781. Kant, awakened from his dogmatic slumbers by Hume, publishes Critique of Pure Reason. Great era of German metaphysics begins. 1807. Hegel publishes The Phenomenology of Mind, high point of German metaphysics. 1818. Schopenhauer publishes The World as Will and Representation, introducing Indian philosophy into German metaphysics. 1889. Nietzsche, having declared God is dead, succumbs to madness in Turin. 1921. Wittgenstein publishes Tractatus Logico-Philosophicus, claiming the final solution to the problems of philosophy. 1920s. Vienna Circle propounds logical positivism. 1927. Heidegger publishes Being and Time, heralding split between analytical and continental philosophy. 1943. Sartre publishes Being and Nothingness, advancing Heidegger's thought and instigating existentialism. 1953. Posthumous publication of Wittgenstein's Philosophical Investigations. High era of linguistic analysis. This concludes the reading of Heidegger in 90 Minutes by Paul Strathern, 2002. This book was read by Robert Whitfield. Unabridged recording, 2004. Thank you.